2. The Strawberry Pink Villa. Chapter 2. A Magic World. The villa was small and square. There was a tiny garden full of flowers and trees. We felt we were home at last. Spiro took control of all the practical details for us.
"Don't you worry about anything, Mrs. Darrell," he said. "I'll do everything."
He went shopping with us and laughed and shouted until the price was reduced. When our money didn't come from England on time, Spiro paid our bills and talked to the bank manager. He paid our hotel bill and took our suitcases to our new house. Everyone on the island knew Spiro and liked him. For us, he was much more than a taxi driver. He was a kind friend, and he adored Mother.
"You be careful what you do, so you don't worry your mother," he told us.
"Why?" said Larry. "She never does anything for us."
"Master Larry, don't joke like that," Spiro answered. "With a mother like yours, you must kiss her feet."
We moved into our new home and started to do the things we liked best. Margot put on a very small swimsuit and sunbathed under the olive trees. A group of handsome young peasants always appeared like magic when a bee flew too close to her or when she wanted to move her deck chair.
"I don't think it's a good idea to sunbathe in that swimsuit, dear," said Mother. "It doesn't cover enough."
"Oh, Mother, don't be so old-fashioned," Margot answered. "After all, you only die once." Mother didn't have an answer to that because it was true. But it didn't have anything to do with swimsuits. When Larry's books were all unpacked, it was almost impossible to get in and out of his room. That was all right for Larry, because he spent the entire day with his typewriter and only came out of his room for meals. Leslie practiced with his guns all the time. He shot at tin cans from his bedroom window. Larry complained that he couldn't work with so much noise. Mother asked Leslie to practice without bullets. Leslie was shocked.
"But Mother," he explained, "I have to hit the cans."
Finally, he moved the cans further away from the house. Mother was always cooking, and the villa was always full of the smell of herbs, garlic, and onions. When she wasn't cooking, she was working in the garden. For me, the garden was a magic world, a forest full of flowers and wonderful creatures. There were spiders, bees, butterflies, ants, and cicadas. I spent hours watching the private lives of these insects while Roger sat beside me, looking completely bored. I began to learn the local language from peasant girls who stopped to talk to me. They often gave me grapes, figs, or watermelons. I learned about each of them and their families. When Roger and I went for walks, their families always came out to say hello and to invite us to sit under the trees and eat with them. Every night was followed by a new day, as colourful and sunny as the day before it.